We're joined in the media center by our current number one qualifier in pro stock, Andrew Hines, 6.825 at 194.74. Andrew, you guys have been working a long time on this new motorcycle. Is this something you kind of dialed in on this first run out here today?
Yeah, the street rod's come a long way. You know, it's been quite an evolution from what we first came out with in Englishtown. It's just been a lot of hard work figuring out exactly what these motorcycles needed to put those kind of times on the board. So I said at the end of the track we needed this cool weather because our guys have been burning it up so much at the shop trying to figure out what we need to do. The last 2 weeks have just been completely grueling, but the guys at Vance and Hines, they never stop digging, and we never stop striving to get to that next level. And right now we're real happy putting our street rods 1 and 2. So it's been a lot of hard work, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, literally, lots of blood. And to come here in our backyard and got our flat track team and all our guys from Vance and Hines and our family friends here, it's a heck of a deal to come out here and go one again.
Can you guys, I know you guys have some momentum now, and I know at the Mile High Nationals I talked to Eddie and he said you guys would have something for the countdown. Obviously Ellie and Jerry have set the table for what they've done. Because obviously they shuffled the points, so you're right back in the chase here.
Right. I know it's tough to say after one run, but that one run just felt so different compared to the last 40 that I've made on with the motorcycle we've brought to the last few races. So, this one run just it opened our eyes and what we can do now with this chassis and with this bodywork. Hopefully it'll be more to come with the street rod being up front. Those guys have had their way with us here all year, but they were taking advantage of it while we were down. Hopefully we can just climb our way back up and battle with them. And if we can manage a way to pick them off during the countdown and get some points around them, I think we can do our best to get around them and have our chance at running for the championship again.
How much would it mean? I mean, you've had a ton of success here, but if either you or Eddie won here to go into the countdown.
Oh, this would be huge because we brought the street rod out and we struggled. Everybody saw it, but we went to Denver, and that's kind of notoriously been our track. And
right.
We felt that was our time to turn it around, and we got the win there with Eddie's, and my bike was just as fast as his. I just threw it away on a bad riding job. So coming here, if we can get another win at normal condition track and get back to our performance that we've had, earlier in the year with our old bodywork, the V-Rod, if we can make the street rod run that way like we just did on that run, I think we're going to be back in the ballgame.
Cool. Perfect. Yeah. Thanks, man.
Yep.